Thanks for checking out this audio preview of Patrick R.F. Blakely's novel, Drummond. My name is Patrick Vetrano, and I recorded the audiobook for Drummy Drum Joins Marchy Band, which is a companion book for Drummond. You can get your hands on both books at prfb.net or most major online retailers. Please enjoy! Drummond. Learning to Find Himself in the Music. A novel by Patrick R.F. Blakely. Audio preview by Patrick Vetrano. Make yourself someone you can trust, then start listening to yourself. Stephen L. Melillo. Chapter 1. Lessons are a lot like church. Half step number 1. D sharp. E flat. D. Minor second. Hi, Drew, the man says from my front door. I shudder just a little bit. Drew, a single syllable, bland and unsophisticated. Shouldn't a name be more interesting than a singular blurted sound? I mean, it represents an entire human life, complex and exciting, summed up by one syllable? Blah. I can't hold it against him, I think to myself. My name is Drummond, and he assumes I go by Drew. Every time this happens, I read that line in my head like a script. Sometimes I continue. They're just being friendly. Let's see if they're the type of person to ask what name I prefer. Some people are careful not to insult me by shortening the name my parents gave me. Not that I'd be insulted, but I guess some people actually take offense to something like that. Not me, though. I blur the line on sarcasm. Some people just call me Drummond right away. Usually, this is a sort of question that silently invites me to let them shorten it if I so choose. Others will use my full name, but ask if I go by Drew or not. I always respond the same way, that they can call me both, but I prefer Drummond. Maybe I'm too nice. I don't love the name Drew, but I'm not going to correct someone because I don't want them to feel like they did something wrong. Maybe I tend to overthink this. Perhaps it's time to give up and let the wheel of randomness decide my name for everyone who meets me and spins it. The tiniest fraction of people will issue me a multiple-choice surprise quiz. I'm not a fan of tests, and I get a little bit uneasy. Hi, Drummond, they begin. Do you go by A, Drummond, B, Drew, C, Drum, or D, none of the above? Okay. They don't literally list them like that using lettered answers, but they do suggest abbreviations for my name. This single question test is worth 100% of my grade. I better get this right, since it'll go onto my permanent record with this testing institution. How do I answer, though? Am I allowed to choose more than one answer? How do I make sure they know I'm not offended by any of these names, but that I do have a preferred designation? Should I give them strict percentages for every response on how often they're allowed to use each name? Or will they cling to the most dominant answer I give and brandish that title as the pilot insignia under the cockpit of a fighter jet? What nobody ever knows, and couldn't ever guess, is that my friends call me Drummy. I'm not sure who coined the nickname. Maybe family, maybe a friend. If I had to guess, I'd say that in the past someone gave me the old pop quiz, and I answered C for drum, and it turned into a nickname. C is the most common answer on most multiple-choice tests, since teachers don't want to give up the correct answer right away for answers A or B, and to wait until D is tantamount to circling the correct answer themselves. C. C is definitely the correct answer precisely 65% of the time, which promises you a passing grade if you just pick C all the way down the page. You'll end up bored just sitting in class after handing in your test mere moments from receiving it, but boredom is a low price to pay for just getting by with the bare minimum. However, a coy teacher would know this, and in turn, might shift their correct answers to B, the next logical hiding place. Doing this would ultimately defeat the classic C strategy. Until it's brought before the Supreme Court of the United States of America, students using the C strategy against this tactic will plummet the overall grades of every school in the country, perhaps even the entire world. Anyway, I probably got the wrong answer, and calling me Drum evolved into rebranding the nickname to Drummy. Nobody gets to pick their own nickname, but at least Drummy made sense. I'll always know someone's talking to me when they call me that. It sounds just like my full name. Funnier still, I think the name drew me towards drums. When asked what instrument I wanted to play, I gravitated towards drums, probably without realizing it. I think my dad played trumpet in school, but music isn't really a big part of our everyday lives. Besides racks of CDs in the family room and a tall wooden cabinet of sound gear, my starter drum pad just collected dust at home. Music and band is just another class in school. Half a second passed in slow motion as I oversaturated it with my tired inner monologue. "Hello," I simply respond to the man at my front door. The man introduces himself as just Dwayne. Until now, I'd never met a Dwayne before. I mean, I knew it was a name, but I don't think I've ever said it out loud until now. My teachers taught me how to remember someone's name easily after meeting them. Repeat it back to them, and it'll stick. "Hi, Dwayne," I say while shaking his hand. "I'm Drummond, but my friends call me Drummy." Now, sticking Dwayne's name in my head was never going to be a problem. A little because this is the first Dwayne I've ever entered into my internal name database, becoming the default Dwayne in my system. However, there are other more prominent reasons why he'll come to mind whenever I hear that name. Imagine a sizable, overstuffed teddy bear with a big, perfectly round body and short appendages. This stuffed animal is not one you carry around, though. Imagine it even bigger, unliftably big. Dark brown fur, white shoes with tall white socks, smiling pleasantly. Now, just add a button-down jean dress shirt with short sleeves. His big right paw gently envelops my hand during his introduction. Dwayne is a lovely man, a gentle giant with a fun personality, but I'm shy and don't make eye contact. My parents are now both behind me, strategically waiting for me to be the one to answer the door first. They make the appropriate eye contact for me. Now, Dwayne is a regular door-to-door salesman, the religious type. I'm pretty sure he cold-called my parents and then showed up here with a pamphlet for us and a binder full of notes for himself. He tells us about a hole in his congregation that he's been hoping to fill, and that I would be the perfect candidate for the task. "Come, let's sit down at the table and discuss our future," Dwayne smoothly invites himself inside. I don't remember the exact words he uses. I'm already not paying attention. My mother speedwalks down the hall, passing family member after family member in search of some cleaning spray and paper towels. My father walks a little slower. He knows the drill. If he delays a little, the kitchen will be clean in seconds. The wood floor creaks a bit as our strides stroll slowly across it, out of step with each other. The house isn't that old. It's pretty nice. But when 3.5 men march down the hallway at once, I don't blame it for complaining a little. "Come on back," my mother exclaims as the rest of us continue slowly coming on back. "Sit right here, Dwayne." She ushers him into a chair she had pulled aside just for him. He smiles a thank you. Flick. My mom flams the light switch, and the bulbs all brighten as my butt hits the bench. It's almost too bright, with light spewing from every room I can see. Mom and Dad both suddenly fill the vacant seats at the heads of the table, so I don't have to go it alone on this one. I just watch the clock. The kitchen table is an entirely foreign environment for Dwayne, but a well-known meeting ground for my family and me. The room is habitable, but sometimes hostile. The table stands fast between the kitchen and the family room. It nestles between arguments and television shows, homework and birthday parties, breakfast and dinner. The kitchen is no place to discuss religion. But then again, Dwayne's isn't just any religion. Dwayne lays upon the table 40 commandments, or whatever he calls them. I'm not totally engaged with the man, rather the clock on the wall behind him. About 6, but ticking slow and talking even slower. Drummond. His big finger points to the page. How many of these do you know already? I try to focus. I orient myself at the page, taking just a moment and stopping at the first thing I recognize. Oh, I know, paradiddles. The words confidently pop out of my mouth somehow. Any others? Dwayne encourages me. I take more time and actually look at a few before chiming in again. Yeah, I think I know a lot of these already. I assure everyone at a mezzo forte volume. This visit isn't what I thought it was, this whole meeting. Dwayne didn't cold call us at all. My parents had something to do with this entirely. Dwayne slides the first 2 pages towards me and goes through his bag on the floor next to his chair. I hear a familiar wooden sound as he haphazardly searches for a pencil at the bottom of his small black backpack. The next sheet he pulls out for me has some text, with blank lines scattered throughout. Dwayne looks at me and gives me his pitch. An easy fastball right down the middle. I want you to sign up for percussion lessons, Drummond. I teach music at the high school, and we're looking for a few more members. Your band teacher, Mr. T, gave me your name specifically, and I think you'd be a great fit. Do you think you'd be interested in joining the marching band? Not many 8th grade students get the opportunity to play in the high school band. We would take several baby steps to get you up to speed. Half steps, we call them in music. 12 half steps, and I'm certain you'll be ready. A chromatic scale in D for Drummond. He smirks. That's probably pretty clever if you already understand what a half step is. I don't. Not yet, anyway. We'll have to add that to the list of things he'll need to show me if I join the band. Do you have any questions about any of this? Dwayne pauses, turning all eyes toward me. Yeah, what's percussion? I ask, slightly confused. I'm a drummer in school. Why would I play percussion? I just showed him I recognized these 40 drum rudiments moments ago. Percussion is drums, my father emphasizes. You're a percussionist already, Drummy. I don't feel like a percussionist, as right as he may be. I barely feel like a drummer. Right now, I'm more of a boy that just owns 2 cheap drumsticks. Thanks for listening to this audio preview of Patrick R.F. Blakely's novel, Drummond. Get your copy at prfb.net to finish the story.